guys, guess what?
I just landed my dream job.
Let me guess, human crash test dummy.
Even better than that. I got a job as a stagehand on a band coming through Milwaukee. Christy Rose and Pedal to the Metal.
Christy Rose? I love Christy Rose. I have all their CDs. And watching her music videos makes me feel like a hunk of burning love. Cody, you have to get me tickets.
Hey, do you need tickets, bro? I'll get you backstage. Because I am Cody Lambert, roadie extraordinaire.
What's a roadie?
Oh, man, it's like the coolest job in the world. You get to lug around all the big, heavy equipment, play with, like, these real dangerous electrical wires, and, hey, by the end of the week, you got burns all over your hands, your hair standing straight up, you get that, like, big old raging hernia. Yeah, showbiz glamorous or what?
I haven't seen him all day, and I miss him.
You want the car, don't you?
Well, yeah, but she's not going to get it because it's my turn. No.
Hey, golly. You want the keys to the car? Fine, there they are.
I love this thing.
Dad, I need the car.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, honey. We don't have a car for you today. I got to haul lumber in my truck, and Carol needs the car.
For what?
I'm taking Lily to the pediatrician.
That is so selfish.
Guys, I have two words for all of you. Public transportation.
Oh, yeah, Frank? Well, I got two words for you, Dana. Third car.
Yeah, okay, Dana, I have two more words for you.
Frank.
No way.
Now, wait a minute, Frank. You know, I hate to say it, but maybe the kids have a point. You know, maybe it's time to think about getting another car.
Yeah. Guys, why don't we leave our two most generous parents alone so they can make an intelligent decision to buy us a car?
Yes.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Okay. Carol, I'm ready. I'm listening.
Well, I'm just trying to say, if there are this many drivers in the house, maybe it's time to think about getting another car. I mean, not just for the kids, but for us. You know, that way we won't have to spend our whole weekend chauffeuring them around.
Just make sure it's got a big back seat. You know, for groceries.
Okay, Frank, let's get to the bottom line. If the kids have a car, they'll be gone more.
Sold.
Where's Christy? I really want to meet her. I want to meet her so bad I can taste it.
Yeah. Keep your underoos on, little guy. You should be on in a second. Here, just sit down right there and cool your jets. Hey, sound dude, you ready?
Go for it, code man.
Ha! This is a sound check. Crank it up one more, and I think we got it.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Good evening, Miss Rose.
Oh, good evening, Miss Rose. How are you? Cody, here comes Christy Rose.
Oh, man, you're going to love her.
Doozy. Doozy, what's up? Hey, Doozy.
You know, she reminds me of somebody I really like. I just can't put my finger on who it is.
How's it shaking?
Hey, what's up? Styling.
Righteous.
Hey, I want you to meet my little cousin, Mark, man. He's your number one fan.
Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You're a goddess.
Not so bad yourself.
She touched me.
Oh, dude. Hey, dude, come here. Take my little cuz, man. Put him somewhere nice and cool, you know, till he regains consciousness.
Oh, man. Chrissy! Chrissy!
Whoa! Chrissy!
Chrissy can't
Chrissy.
Be bothering with you guys right now.
Get out of
here.
Whoa, cool out, guys, man. These guys are just fans. They don't mean no trouble.
All they want was an autograph.
Yeah, I dig it. Hey, I tell you what. If you guys wait outside till we're done with the sound check, I promise you I'll get you guys some autographs. All right, cool. So I'll catch you guys outside.
Thanks.
Dig it.
That was really cool the way you handled that.
Oh, yeah?
How would you like a promotion?
Well, like there's a better job than roadie?
Actually, I need a personal bodyguard while I'm in town.
Bodyguard? Styling.
Totally.
I'm your man. Don't okay. change the plan.
Hey, anybody got a gray one with blue squiggles?
Go fish.
Keeping Frank. He called from the used car lot over an hour ago.
Man, I hope he didn't get cheap and buy us a piece of junk.
I'm sure he got you a good car.
Mother, we're talking about Frank. He buys his underwear at the supermarket.
See, there he is with the car right now.
Well, all right, let's not call it a car until we've actually looked at it, right?
Yeah. Is this a beauty or what?
It is gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Frank, I knew somewhere inside that large head of yours there had to be one good idea.
Oh, man, what a chick magnet. Oh,
yeah, don't touch. No fingerprints.
Frank is beautiful, but it must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, well, it cost a little more than we planned on spending, but the monthly payments aren't that bad. Oh, honey, look at it. A 1967 Mustang. Oh, back when I was in school, only the coolest guys drove that car.
Hey, Dad, can I drive it?
No. I want to show everybody how it works before you drive it.
Well, can I take it to the movies this afternoon?
No. No, because I want to go show my best friend Phil.
But he lives in Chicago.
Yeah, I know, but I'll be home before dinner, okay?
When are we going to get to drive it?
Yeah, well, okay, everybody get in. I'll take you around the block, okay? Except you, JJ. But wash your hair. I don't want dippity-doo on the seats, okay? Here we go. Everybody in.
Milwaukee's a little fussy tonight.
Cody, help! Cody!
Cody, just keep up on the way.
coming in again at number one on the Rock Video Countdown. Christy Rose and Pedal to the Metal.
I'm the face of the cool and nobody's cool. Cause my little black dress stopped you on a dime. Don't even try it, your ticket has expired and I'm just too tired to dance. Even if you want me, you're not gonna get me, cause a baby you had your chance. Don't you find me now.
Christy, I was just doing my cardiovascular workout.
And sweating bullets, too.
Hey, you got good moves, and those boxers really make you happen.
Great Caesar's ghost! I'm in my underwear!
I like that kid.
Yeah. He likes you, too. Although, not in a way that's completely healthy, I'm afraid.
Oh, man, what a night. I mean, usually all I get to see on the road is the inside of a hotel room. But tonight, I got to check out half of Wisconsin on the back of a Harley. You make a killer tour guide.
Thanks. Hey, you know, it's still early. We go down to Dave's all-night bowl-a-rama, you know? Hey, every strike you bowl, you get a free cheeseburger. I bowled a 300 there one time. Nearly killed me.
Cody, I can't. I mean, every time I go out in public, I get totally mobbed. You know how it is being a rock star.
Yeah, sure. I remember how it was with me and the lads when we did Ed Sullivan back in 64. Wait a minute, that wasn't me, that was the Beatles.
You're really funny, Cody.
I wasn't even trying.
So, what should we do till it's safe for me to go back to the hotel?
Dude, I know what. There's a Gilligan's Island marathon starting in like 2 minutes.
Jackson.
All right. Hey, let's go in the kitchen and get some cookie dough.
Is it peanut butter chocolate chip?
Is there any other kind?
Cody, I gotta tell you something. I've never felt so right with anyone before. I mean, we go really well together. We're like treble and bass, melody and harmony.
The Vernon and Shirley.
Right. So, I was wondering if you wanted to, you know, hang out on more of a full-time basis. I want you to come with me when I leave town tomorrow.
What, like as your bodyguard?
Yeah, well, that, and I think it would be really cool if we got to know each other better. What do you say?
Dude.
Hey, honey. What do you say you and I go cruise the boulevard?
You dress like Potsy.
Because I am asking my best girl down to the Frosty King for a malted. What do you say?
Well, okay, but only if you promise to get fresh on the way home.
Well, I'm going to put the Beach Boys on the A-track and we'll see what happens.
I've been the ball going up and down the same old street. I gotta find me a new place where
honey,
the kids are.
Honey, my car is missing. Somebody stole it. I'm calling the cops.
No. Nobody stole it. The kids probably took it.
The kids are driving my car?
It is not your car. It is their car, although you'd never know it because you never let them drive it.
Well, I'm keeping that car for myself. They can have the truck.
What is it with you and this car? You are acting like a crazy person.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not. Name one crazy thing I've
last done. Night in your sleep, you're shifting gears and going vroom, vroom. That's a little nuts.
Okay, you're right. But honey, when I was going to school, only the coolest guys drove cars like that Mustang. My dad couldn't afford to buy me a car like that, so I had to borrow his. I know it sounds silly, but getting that Mustang was kind of like getting my second chance at being cool.
Well, Frank, I see how important this car is to you, but you bought it for the kids. You really need to let them drive it. To tell you the truth, there's nothing cooler than a guy who gets his kids something he could never have himself.
Thank you.
the chicks were practically throwing themselves at me.
Yeah, even a dork like JT can get a date with a car like this.
Yeah, it's magical.
I'm telling you, Dad, you should have seen us cruising the boulevard. I mean, everyone thought we were the coolest kids in Port Washington, huh?
Yeah, you really came through for us, Frank.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, why don't we all go down to the Frosty King for ice cream? Huh? Come on.
That's a great idea.
Guess you want to drive, huh?
No, it's your car, and you've had your chance. So, Dana, why don't you drive, huh? We'll meet you there in the truck. Go on.
All right.
Hey, honey. Yeah. If I borrow the Mustang from the kids and take you to a drive-in, you think I can get lucky?
Oh, yeah.
I love that car.
Seek advice from the man upstairs.
Hey, Coach.
Dizzy! Bro, man, I gotta seek your advice, cuz. Well, all right. Christy's leaving town, man, and she asked me to go on the road with her. And I ain't sure what to do yet, and I've eaten all these fortune cookies trying to figure it out, right?
I don't understand. What's there to think about? This is a no-brainer. The girl is a rock star. You'd be on tour 6 months out of the year. You stay in hotels every night, eat nothing but room service.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the rest of the time you'd be living with her in L.A. Now check it out, man. Look, the girl's got a big castle with a movie theater, an indoor pool, even a bowling alley. You'd never have to go out anywhere. And she's got a pack of Dobermans to keep riffraff like me from getting in. Who wouldn't want to live like that?
Wow, thanks, JT, man. You really helped clear things up for me.
Well, I'm the man.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's Christy.
Well, my work here is done. I'm gonna go bait fishing in the Mustang, see if I can catch my limit. Yeah, yesterday I did so well, I had to throw one back.
All right, Jackson.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, Christy, come on in.
So, what's the word? Are you coming with me? Dude,
you know, Christy, man, you're like the most righteous babe I ever met, okay? But, like, I'm not coming with you.
Why not?
I don't want to hurt your feelings or nothing, you know? It's kind of hard for me to say, but, like, well, your life bites the big bean, okay? You know? I mean, hey, it might be cool for you being a rock star and everything, you know? But, like, gosh, being penned up in a hotel room, never getting to go outside and see people, and, like, eating all that nasty food all the time. Boy, that'd be like being prison for me.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but we're really great for each other.
Yeah, I know, but I just can't live like that. Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't you bag that big $30 million a year contract you got, and you can come move in right next to me, right? I'll get you a van, paint it pink, put a roll-away awning on the side of it, man, so we can have a barbecue. We'll lift it, hydraulics, man, it'll be killer.
That actually sounds kind of tempting, you know, and if it weren't for the part about losing the $30 million, I might really go for it. But, you know, I like being a rock star. I like singing, I like making people happy.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess it really wouldn't work then, would it?
No, I guess not. Well, maybe I should go back to the hotel and pack then.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, Christy. Have fortune cookie for the road.
Goodbye doesn't mean forever.
Hey, Doozy! That's it.